producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Again, you have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages work one with another. You can also jump over to our Facebook accounts, which are Bradley Dean, double E, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook as well. As well, friends, you can go over to our Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on our Twitter account. Folks, I also want to let you know that, again, Twitter account is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1. If you'd like to call in over the next hour, you may. It's 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. I want to jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Real quick, because there's a lot to be said as to what's going on in our country today, friends. Interestingly enough, we have the Pope. Again, here he comes up. He rides the wave of heresy once again. When we look at what he's doing over in New York, friends, he's actually calling. Pope Francis made some remarks at St. Patrick's Cathedral in Manhattan, in which he laid a foundation for a one-world religion. He's also the guy that's trying to bring Islam and Christianity together, folks, which are they contradict one with another in every sense of the word. As a matter of fact, when you look at Scripture in 1 Timothy 1:4, it says, "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and the doctrines of devils." And, folks, when we begin to look at Scripture, it's very clear as to what's going on here. When we notice the Pope came over into America just this last week, he wasn't talking about Christ. He wasn't talking about what needed to be done in the sight of God. He was talking about political agendas, and namely, friends, the New World Order agenda. Just hook, line, and sinker, line upon line, precept upon precept. And what's also interesting, folks, is this is also the Pope that was talking. Let me say it this way. This is absolutely incredible, friends. The Pope is undoing himself here in America as well as worldwide. He's the one that wants you to look at them that want to kill you, namely Muslims, as families as they come into America illegally, which I'm just humored by. It's also interesting to note, friends, that one of the hierarchies concerning the archbishop, whatever that means, he also told countries to go ahead and reject the Christians and take in the Muslims. And people need to understand the Muslims are being used to create domestic insurrection, nothing more and nothing less. That's a fact. AccuJack, that is not speculation. And interestingly enough, folks, this is also the Pope that said he wanted to have the people globally study gay marriage, which has never been in the history of mankind, instead of condemning homosexual marriage, which has, again, never been in the history of mankind. He's actually trying to advocate it. He wants you to take a look at that which God condemns as an abomination. This is also the guy, which I thought was really interesting, folks. When you look at, this is absolutely amazing. You have a pope here telling the people that, in essence, if you don't, if you don't agree with me when I say that we need to get rid of guns, then you know what, you're anti-Christian. And if you're those, or if you're for those that are actually advocating the creation of weaponry, then you're in essence, and you're not a Christian whatsoever. And I'm being a little facetious about this, friends. But what's absolutely astounding about his friends is I counted how many armed Secret Service he had around himself. And he had probably 18 of them that I seen, along with a bulletproof shield. And I'm just trying to figure out how this works, because when I read the Word of God, I don't see Jesus with Secret Service. I don't see Jesus driving up and down the street on a donkey or a mule, and I speak as a man with bulletproof glass in front of him and behind him. I mean, the hypocrisy is incredibly telling, friends, to me more than anything. Also, keep in mind that this is the same pope that had a little girl come up to him just this last week in D.C. during a parade, and she was an illegal immigrant, and we found out that her parents actually worked for an illegal immigrant organization in California, and this was staged at every step of the way. So again, friends, there's nothing new under the sun as to what's going on in this country. But again, folks, the Pope is just undoing himself. And what was also interesting to me was the fact that he was actually standing in front of Congress in America here. And when he was standing in front of Congress in America here, he was talking about how he wanted to do away with, friends, he wanted to do away with executing murderers and criminals in the United States of America, capital punishment. But what's also interesting about that, friends, is he didn't realize that he was in the capital of the United States of America speaking to those that sanctioned the murder of over 4,000 babies a day in the womb. Not the people, not the law, and of course not God's law. But folks, he strains at the gnat and he swallows the camel. And for all you good Catholics out there, you need to get back to the Word of God, because when you begin to pay attention to the Word of God, you're going to find out that a lot of what's going on concerning Catholicism here under the Pope, friends, is nothing but heresy. And you heard me right. I said nothing short of heresy, friends. This is absolutely ridiculous as to what he's advocating. And it's also ridiculous that we have on sonsoflibertymedia.com, Cruz and Huckabee promote popery. And the question that one of these columnists actually proposed was, is it all for votes, or do they really believe Francis promotes the Christian faith? Again, friends, if you take the time to read the Word of God, you're going to see the heresy for what it is. This is keeping the commandments of men and making void the commandments of God on a 24/7 basis through the Catholic Church. And don't forget about all the pedophiles that have been protected by the Pope. Just repositioned, reassigned to different positions in different locations. This is heresy, nothing short of it. Going over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends, we have Germany is evicting Christians and their citizenry from their homes. And they're giving way to the Muslims. Now, again, if you go back to Scripture, you'll see that's perfect judgment. You'll be made the head, and you'll be made the tail. Now, folks, what we need to do is, again, get back to the very God that established what we have here today in this country. Folks, you got Bradley, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to be a part of the show today, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
You listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Don't complain about your...
...9933. Folks, one of the things I wanted to talk to you about really quick before we start rocking this, whatever direction we go here, isn't it interesting that we defend the President of the United States of America with guns, but he's the guy that's trying to disarm you? And by the way, there is no debate, just setting the record straight, no debate whatsoever. Let me say that again. There is no debate. You have rights, not privileges. They want to pull this out in the state-run narrative, state-controlled media, to try to get you caught up into a debate so they can steal away your rights. This is exactly how they do it. But we have a president that has Secret Service everywhere and anywhere he goes, armed to the hilt. So does his family. So does his daughters. So does his wife. That's what you want to call it. He has armed guards on the White House grounds. If you've ever been there, I've been there quite a few times. You go up on, you look atop, above White House, the best that you can, you'll see armed guards up there. But he's trying to disarm the American people. We defend our congressmen and congresswomen with guns, but these are the people that are attempting to disarm you, the peasants. We defend our governors with arms. What do they have rights, but we don't have rights? Well, that's what they're trying to convince you of. Why is it that they have guns, but they want to convince you that you're not capable of having guns? Well, if we go back to our fathers, we understand why. Because this people in this country are to self-govern. They're to govern themselves before a just and holy God, walking in the fear of the Lord. And if they can't do that, then this is what government does. This is a totalitarian system. folks, we defend our celebrities with guns. The likes of Rosie O'Donnell. Remember how she was trying to convince the Million Mom March who couldn't get 250,000 people to their event in D.C.? That organizations such as NRA, blood is on their hands concerning those that have been killed by guns. Instead of educating them, they want to educate them as to how to commit the crime through Hollywood, as they have politicians that are attempting to steal away the right to bear arms through the crimes that they were taught to commit. Well, this is hypocrisy to no end. But going back to Rosie O'Donnell, don't you remember when she was the one that was actually calling for the disarmament? And she said anybody that owns a gun after Columbine back in the 90s, 1999, remember what she said? She said they belong in jail. And then we found out shortly thereafter that her bodyguard just applied for a permit to carry, to protect her. Isn't that interesting how that works, friends? So we defend our celebrities with guns. Some people do, if you want to call Rosie O'Donnell a celebrity. Well, the fact of the matter is someone's seen right through her hypocrisies when they actually put a statement, a slogan on the back of a tire wheel on their van when it said, blaming guns for Columbine is like blaming spoons for Rosie O'Donnell being fat. We defend our sporting events with guns. But for some reason, it's the same government, folks, that's trying to disarm you. Along with the Pope. Huh. This is interesting stuff. We defend our jewelry stores with guns. We defend our banks with guns. We defend our office buildings with guns. We defend our courts with guns. We defend our factories with guns. And isn't it interesting? These are the same people that are trying to disarm you. This is also the same government, friends, today that sanctioned the murder of the innocent in the womb. You need to bring forth the correlation. Just thinking out loud here, it amazes me how the American people at large are just, they're so shocked by the fact that they'll watch them radical, jihadist, whack Muslim devil dismember somebody with a machete. But America goes to sleep every night knowing that doctors are getting paid to do the same thing inside of the womb. If they're not jamming a scissors up in the back of a baby's head to suck out its brain, then they're injecting saline salt into the body as they're dismembering the baby's body. So what's the difference? There isn't any difference. It's the same thing. And what's even more atrocious than that is the fact that the American people are the ones out at those games being protected at the sporting events by guns. Wow. I mean, this is some crazy stuff. And then, folks, just think about all the things that I've said. So here we have it. We defend our president with guns. We defend our congressmen with guns. We defend our governors with guns. We defend our celebrities with guns. We defend our sporting events with guns. We defend our jewelry stores with guns. We defend our banks with guns. We defend our office buildings with guns. We defend our factories with guns. We defend our courts with guns. We defend our children with a sign that says, "This is a gun-free zone," and our babies are not defended at all. Well, that's pretty messed up stuff, isn't it? We defend our children with a sign that reads, "In a public school, this is a gun-free zone." And the babies in the womb are not defended at all. Wow. America the deceived. Same method, same war, same end. History being repeated over and over and over and over again. Folks, I've shared the history of men as they depart from God. They're destroyed at length. They return to God. Men depart from God. They're destroyed at length. They return to God. Men are destroyed at length for departing from God. And then they return to the God that they should have never departed from in the first place. You know, wasn't it John Adams, the second president, that said, decadence follows luxury? Some articles coming out today about what is it going to take for the American people to awaken as to the state in which they are in. Here's another thought. How is it that people are so afraid of what's going on in their country, yet they have time to go to a football game or to a baseball game? I'm just asking, just curious. It's called prioritizing, is it not? But again, America the deceived, same method, same war, same end. I also shared some time back, friends, that it's been said that if the people in Germany would have looked behind Adolf Hitler and his tyrannical regime, Isaiah 14, they'd have found nothing behind him because it was all propaganda. Everything was pushed and propped up on a deception and based on lies until the truth and light exposed the lies and darkness. What was the history of them? Of Germany or any other under dictatorships, nations, worldwide, throughout history? They depart from God. They're destroyed at length. They return to God. That's the history of man. And that's the lesson men do not learn. That's the history of mankind. Folks, I'm taking it slow today. I'm slowing my roll today because I usually jam in every hour of my radio program with a lot of information. But I just want to slow down, and I want people to think about what's going on in their country. You know, I was watching a video right before the radio program, and it was a congressman complaining about the fact that John Boehner was ousted by the crazies. He was a Republican, friends. He said, this has never happened in the history of our country. He said two-thirds of Congress was behind John Boehner. Why was that? Because they're all in it together? Of course. John Boehner resigning just out of the blue? Is that a little strange? Nope. The American people rose up and said enough is enough. But one of the Republican congressmen said he was ousted by the crazies. In other words, what he's saying, friends, he's ousted by the lawful that would not tolerate the crimes of John Boehner any longer. You see how these people are labeling you? These are your representatives calling you the crazies. They're calling you the crazies for exposing them for their crimes. And he said that those in government need to quit giving heed to these people. Listen carefully to what he said. The people in government need to quit giving and taking heed to these people, the crazies. Again, friends, who are the crazies? The law-abiding patriot that desires to be ruled by law and not by tyrants. And what we see is those that reject Christ through our representatives are giving themselves over to a tyrant. And I want you to understand that they're doing it for the very purpose that they're protecting themselves, not just Barack Hussein Obama.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking Nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking heart and body extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass. Only, Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today, 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497. Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, I always want to lay it down there for you, give you facts. We always talk about facts here on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. And I just wanted to go back and I wanted to get the actual quote from the Pope when we were talking about guns a little bit ago. He said, people who manufacture weapons or invest in weapons industries are hypocrites if they call themselves Christians. And I'm looking at a picture here of the Pope, who is literally surrounded by nothing but armed Secret Service behind bulletproof glass. I mean, folks, again, going back, if these people are serving God and they're serving mankind, why do they have to protect themselves from the people that they serve? That's not how they used to do things in this country, friends, for those that didn't have a knowledge of their history. Presidents used to walk up and down the street shaking hands with the constituents without any Secret Service, friends. This is ridiculous. It's also interesting, now that I'm looking at the Pope here, it's also interesting how much time they spend talking about the poor as he's sitting on his golden throne in Rome. See, folks, as long as you continuously judge men by what they say rather than by what they do, they're going to continuously get away with the things that they're getting away with. This is ridiculous. As I said earlier, friends, America the deceived, same method, same war, same end. Some people say this is cynical. No, it's what's really happening in your country, friends. America is deceived. They got their eye off the ball. Same method, same war, same end. History's repeating itself because Americans haven't learned from history. We just got this up here. Top U.S. companies at war with Christian people. Huh. Top companies. Right hand in glove with the president that everybody's complaining about. Man, this is really bizarre. Visa is one of the companies. As a matter of fact, going back to this, it's also interesting to note that many of these companies that I'm about to name actually put out their tweets before the Supreme Court conveniently came out with something called, you know, homosexual marriage, that it was legit in certain states. Not all states, friends, certain states. But they actually were rejoicing before it even became to the public at large. I mean, how did they know this? You know, wasn't it interesting to, going back, wasn't it interesting to note how the president had the White House already rainbowed up before the decision was given? It's almost like they knew something. Wait a second. Wasn't it President Theodore Roosevelt that said nothing happens in politics unless it's first planned? That's exactly right. But let's go back to some of these companies. Who are some of these companies that are supporting the President of the United States? Visa is one of them, of course. Airbnb is another one of those companies. American Airlines is one of those companies. Target is one of those companies. By the way, once they started to advocate homosexual marriage about 8 years ago, I told my wife we are not going to give them another dime. And we haven't been to a Target in 8 years. Procter & Gamble, of course. These are companies that are supporting the President of the United States. YouTube, yep. Delta, Going back to YouTube, I'm just waiting for someone to pull a major lawsuit on YouTube and or Facebook, because it's going to happen sooner or later the way they censor people. It's okay to promote anything that is immoral, but if you put anything up there moral, folks, they have a problem with it. And I have a problem with that. But it's coming. You can rest assured it's coming. We have Delta that supports the president. JetBlue. Orbitz. Smart Car. Man, these are a lot of companies that the American people just stood up and boycotted. It would all be over with, wouldn't it? Yeah, sure would. Whole Foods. Wow. Expedia. Old Navy and Gap. Folks, they're all in alliance. And my Bible tells me they've made a covenant of hell. And with hell, that shall be disannulled. And it will be. Oh, AT&T, of course. We also know Tim Cook from Apple is one of those people as well, by the way, friends. He is at war with the Christians in this country. And see, notice again, they're using the homosexuals to upend America's sovereignty, to give way to their enemies. See, these people are just too blind to open their eyes. The enemy's right on their heels to implement something called Sharia law. Uniqlo is another company. Starbucks, they're pretty well known for advocating everything and anything that doesn't seem to work out for who we are as a nation, right? Our Constitution is made for a moral and a religious people. It's wholly inadequate to the government of any other. Yeah. Macy's is another one. Man, oh, man. Kellogg's. So much for Tony the Tiger, right? I have to say goodbye to that guy. Jell-O. Really? Yeah, Jell-O's one of them. Hootsuite is another one. All helping the president advocate that which is destroying America. Ben and Jerry's is another one. Folks, and by the way, I just on a personal note, me and my family have boycotted all of these companies. We will no longer give them a penny in any sort of service they may have to offer. Maytag is another one. Cheerios, wow. Crazy, crazy stuff. We have Coca-Cola. Really? Ah, anything but the Coca-Cola company, right? We also have Absolut Vodka. Uber. Uber is another one of those companies, friends. All supporting and helping advocate that which is destroying this country. Sears is another one. Wow. Sears has crossed the line a long time ago, friends. For those that have not taken the time to research Sears, pretty crazy stuff in that which they support. Pepsi's another one. Tide is another company that supports and help is right along, hand in glove, helping advocate that which is destroying this country. CETA and CETA Bike. Wow. Then we have Netflix. It's another one. Apple doesn't fall too far from the tree, does it? Then we have Guess and Levi's. These are all companies that are helping advocate the destruction of this country. Speaking of those that are attacking the Christians in this country, MasterCard's another one. These are the companies that want to fall in line with an administration that has clearly transgressed the Constitution over and over again, only in an attempt to set the younger generations at war with God. And really, that's what it comes down to, a battle in which history shows that it is always the first and always their last mistake. And in the end, the innocent suffer along with the guilty. And why? Because good men and good women let a very, very small corrupt group of people leave in the whole lump, Galatians 5:9. You know, and when you look at it, it's goes against the grain. These companies are taking a stand together against we the people. And that's what the people don't realize. A lot of times we look at these companies and we say, yeah, these companies are all, you know, they got it going on. They're for the people. Of course, they're for capitalism. When in fact, friends, if you look at what they're doing and how they're doing it, it's fascism in so many different ways. They're aligning themselves against the people. So what would happen if the people took a stand against the companies that mean to upend who they are? You know, 78% of Americans stood up and actually lived out their profession as being Protestants. Maybe they would protest. Yeah, that sounds right. Protest. See, these people also fail that the Bible is no mere book, but a living creature with a power that conquers all that oppose it. Who better to tell us that than Napoleon Bonaparte? Yep, he was right. And then when I look at Deuteronomy 8, it really tells me what the problem is. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for he is that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he sware unto thy fathers, as it is this day, and it shall be, if thou do it all, forget the Lord thy God, and walk after other gods, and serve them, and worship them. What did the Lord say? I testify against you this day that you shall surely perish. And everybody's talking about how they're afraid of the foreign enemy that these companies are actually making way for. Inadvertently, of course. Right? You can't fix stupid, friends. Because when you want to be stupid, then guess how you're going to act? You're going to act stupid. And I want to say this so you can understand exactly what I'm saying. He who spits against heaven will surely fall on his own back. And America is beginning to fall on its own back, and they're trying to figure out why they're losing their footing. Why are they losing their footing? Why are they losing their footing? Because they're choosing to do so. Oh, folks, I wish I had good news for you today. Outside of the fact, I do have one good thing I can tell you. The mosque in New York has been shut down. Why did that happen? Because the good people in this country stood up and put their foot down. Just like when any other form of tyranny has been put underfoot, it's because the good people in this country have had enough. And they stand up and they do something about it. You know how I tell you so often that God is willing to give his people what they're willing to fight for? Well, these are the people that are actually willing to fight. And guess what happens? They win the day. And that is the history of America. If you love your country and you love your freedom, stand up and fight. Because you just might win. And more than not, you do. Again, if you're willing to fight. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Again, final segment coming up right after this break.
The Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, my name is Paul Walter. I would just like to say that we're very happy here when Bradley Dean joined us as a contributing writer. We're very happy to have him. And one of the important things about Bradley Dean is he has a following with the young people. And we need to reach the young people if we're going to save America.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank account, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't pick on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zero. Out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. I got to tell you, folks, some of the frustration you may be hearing is the fact that all day there was absolutely nothing wrong with my computer until me and my son plugged in to do live radio. And I can't tell you how many times this happens. But right when I got on live radio, all of a sudden I lost connection. Then I talked to our senior editor from sonsoflibertymedia.com, who happens to be about 13 states away from where we're at. And guess what? All of a sudden, his Facebook was down, too. And he just told me a minute ago that it just came back up. So I turned my computer back on. And guess what, friends? Mine pulled up as well. So I don't know if this is a universal thing or a nation. I'm sorry. Gee whiz. A nationwide incident. But this is pretty crazy stuff, friends. And I'm quite frank. I'm Bradley, but you know, I'm going to be frank with you for a moment. I'm tired of it. One of the things that we were talking about earlier, friends, was, you know, just some of the heresy that we're seeing from this Pope. And Pope Francis said people who manufacture weapons or invest in weapons industries are hypocrites if they call themselves Christians. And yet again, friends, I think I brought this up now three times. That when I'm looking at him, he's armed with all these armed Secret Service protecting him. Can you imagine Jesus walking down the street or driving down the street on a mule or a donkey with that bulletproof glass and all these Secret Service guards around him protecting him with guns?
As he's being a hypocrite himself. I mean, it's just so blatantly. It's like, you guys, I mean, seriously, at least...
Open your eyes.
I know. It's just so unbelievable. You're saying that if Christians own guns, they're hypocrites. Here you are surrounded in a sea of arms, and yet you cannot see, you know, the beam in your own eye. I mean, my goodness.
Well, it's purposed, and what they want, they just want people to fall in pursuit regardless of what the hypocrisies are that they spot at every given turn or every given speech. But what's interesting here, friends, is when I look up the word, in, I don't know why it keeps doing that. Here, we'll do this real quick. Live radio. Webster's 1828 writes, and I'm going to pull this up really quick because I want to pull you away from the facade and what they're trying to play out in front of you. The word, you know what, here, okay, now let's do this. We got the R, rights. Okay, right, that's not working out. R-I-G-H-T. Okay, right is 1828. In morals and religion, just, equitable, according to the standard of truth and justice or the will of God, that alone is right in the sight of God, which is, listen to this, to his will or law, this being the only perfect standard of truth and justice. This is the definition of the word right, friends. Remember Noah Webster, who taught millions to read and not one to sin? That alone is right in the sight of God, to that which is his will or law, this being the only perfect standard of truth and justice. Okay? And when we go back to the Declaration of Independence, again, we understand that we receive our rights from our Creator, right? And then what I was talking about right after that, during the first segment, then I started to talk about guns. We defend the president with guns. Yet he's the one trying to disarm the American people, saying, bad, bad guns. Well, if they're so bad, then why do you have them concerning your Secret Service? Why do you have them armed then? To protect you against those that may cause you harm. We defend our congressmen and our congresswomen with guns. We defend our governors with guns. We defend our celebrities with guns. We defend our sporting events with guns. We defend our banks with guns. We defend our office buildings with guns. We defend our factories with guns. We defend our courts with guns. We defend our children with a sign that reads, "This is a gun-free zone." And concerning the babies in the womb, we just say, go ahead and have at it if you get enough money.
I thought that was an excellent point when you brought that up. The fact that, listen, okay, so it's okay for you, Mr. President, to be protected with guns. It's okay for your children,
Rosie O'Donnell,
to be protected with guns.
Yes.
All you celebrities out there, it's amazing to me. It's all these celebrities out there who are just, all their movies are filled with guns and violence. Yeah. Someone just told me about Sylvester Stallone. He is the biggest anti-gunner. It's like he who's got all these, you know, violent movies of guns and Rambo and whatever. It's amazing how they'll push it. And then when it comes to real life, oh, well we don't have those guns. It's like, are you kidding me? All you do is push that down the people's throats. All you do is protect your own self with guns, your own children with guns. But like you said, when you come to a school, guns.
Don't worry about them. They're just your kids.
Yeah, exactly. No, they're not their kids. They're our kids. So our kids are not as important.
No, that's what I'm talking about. I'm the third person.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And so, you know, our kids are not as important as their kids, obviously, because their kids have the right to be protected. But, you know, the American people, the common average citizen who you know, pays their taxes and who fights, bleeds, and dies for this nation, their children don't have the right to be protected. I mean, it's hypocrisy galore. It's
well,
so frustrating.
Jeremy Renner from The Avengers does nothing but use gun violence in movies, but he's an anti-gunner.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy how that works?
Oh, there's so many people like that.
Yeah. And when you look at these guys, it's almost like, are you kidding me? But they're
Matt
not.
Matt Damon.
Yeah, Matt Damon. Mm-hmm. What does he do in movies? He
uses guns.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that weird how that works?
Yeah, but he's an anti-gunner.
And then
George Clooney.
Yeah, he's another
Clowney.
One. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Clooney.
Yeah.
We'll call him George Clooney.
Yeah.
Right. He advocates and he teaches the young how to commit the crime with weapons, but yet he's an anti-gunner.
Oh, I wonder if anybody, you know, surrounds him.
Wow, even Kevin Costner, man, I mean.
Oh, of course.
I mean, he's been in some cowboy movies too, right?
I'd say so.
But I guarantee you, he's strapped.
Oh, I'm sure. And his family's protected.
Oh, you know it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
Uma Thurman.
Uma Thurman.
Yeah.
I mean,
Uma.
Here's another one.
That's surprising.
Yeah.
Mark Wahlberg. I mean, all of his, you know, his gun violence, shooting with guns. Yeah, I mean, it's hello.
Yeah, he's an American hero as Shooter.
Yeah, right.
And he's basically a hitman for the government. And he comes across to the American people that he's all that in a bag of chips. And then on the other hand, he actually denounces the use of guns concerning the citizenry in the United States of America.
Yeah, listen, and our forefathers, they knew what they were doing when they established the Second Amendment. And it's not, you don't have the right to bear arms so you can go hunt, okay? If you go hunt or whatever and you use a gun, more power to you. But you have the right to bear arms in case your government goes bad, in case they turn on you. You need to protect your family.
Well, they need useful idiots
family.
To do it for them, and that's what people haven't figured out yet. They need these people to actually advocate something, re-educate them, just like the Attorney General himself when he said that we have to re-educate and brainwash the young people. Folks, that's a quote.
Yeah,
that's exactly what he said.
Wouldn't that be something if...
Liam Neeson's another one.
Oh.
You know? I mean, what does he promote?
Wow.
Yeah? You were talking about Sylvester Stallone. He's another one.
Yeah, exactly.
See how this works, friends? But we're seeing the same thing from corruption in government, corruption in the church. Do as we say, but don't do as we do.
Can you imagine if the president actually got on television and said, okay, here's the deal. I'm just going to tell you how it is, okay? I'm going to have guns to protect myself, my interests, my family, but you can't. I don't care about you
That's
and your
what
family.
Saying.
I know, but what I'm saying, you might as well just say it. You can't. I don't care about you, your family, you're a useful idiot that I'm just using in my never-ending game to try to establish
but
what we're establishing now.
What I want people to understand is there is no debate, and I could care less what they say.
Yeah.
And when the American people come to that and they put their feet upon Article 2 of the Bill of Rights, and the government, corruption in government, knows that good government's going to get behind you, friends, because they're in it together with you. But corrupt government, they want to ostracize you, they want to demonize you, and they want to polarize you, and they want to make fun of you, and they want to, you know, criminalize you with their talk. That's what they want to do.
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter is, so what? We have rights given unto us by our Creator, and we are not asking the devil to obey God. And it's just that simple. Boy, I could go on here concerning the hypocrisy. Excuse me.
I'll tell you what. You know, most of these people who are for, not bearing arms, if I put that in the right way.
Anti-gunners.
Anti-gunners. So basically, I'll tell you what. How about the American people, you know, give up their guns as soon as you stop making your money off of them?
Well, it reminds me of the UN. They have a little gun in the front of the, you know, their UN quarters.
In New York?
Yeah, in New York
United
there.
Nations
and it has a little
building.
Snub, you know, nose.
Yeah.
It's tied in a knot on the end of the gun.
Yep.
But when you go inside, guess what? There's armed guards. They're protecting all those people that are trying to create chaos to bring in the New World Order.
Yeah.
Inside of those offices. And it's interesting how they use, you know, they're the peacekeepers, but yet what they do is they use tanks and RPGs and F-16s to war against those that don't agree with their dangerous ideologies.
Okay.
See how that works?
How about we
and they're anti-gunners too, but not for them.
It doesn't
apply to them. It applies for everybody else. It kind of reminds me of government saying that, you know, like for example, Obamacare is good for everybody else, but it doesn't apply to us.
And, how about we do like gun-free zones, like guns banned here at the White House.
Totally.
And at the the Senate and the House.
And then go to Rome
and then
for
we'll
the Pope.
Go to Supreme Court. Let's make sure over there.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's make sure. And then, of course, the Pope can't have none either, like you said. Let's guns banned on all those premises.
We'll
start with you.
We should probably talk to the government about arming ISIS, too. That's not a good idea.
Oh, yeah.
You see how that works? Or going over to Mexico
that.
Through Fast and Furious and actually arming Mexican drug lords against we the people so they could blame the American people. Let's play stupid. And what do you think the end result's going to be, friends? A disarmed populace. Love you by what we do. First John 3:18, Talking 23. Stigma.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you.
Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.